lot of ground to cover with our 9 News Broncos insider Mike Kliss. He's presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. All right, Michael, good morning. When can we expect Deshaun Watson in a Bronco uniform?
Yeah, I guess it's looking a little more possible. We'll see what happens. Eric Bieniemy, who reportedly is Watson's choice, interviewed with the Texans yesterday. It seems like he's the guy that could solve their situation down there. I think there'll be more clarity once the head coach is hired down there. I think Houston might make a minority hire, and I think the hire because Deshaun Watson is pretty adamant about it, and they're going to try to solve the situation down there. Right now, I would say it's still, to me, and I've read all the reports, and I know he's angry, but these things have a way of calming down. I would still say it's at least 80% chance that he returns to Houston. So we'll have to wait and see.
Mike, what would it, let's say that they can't get that done. They don't want to go in that direction. What would it take to get a Deshaun Watson based upon all the trades you've studied and all the things you've looked at? What would it take for Denver? Like, what would they have to give up to get a Deshaun Watson here?
Well, let's go draft picks. I mean, it would take two first-round draft picks. If you franchise a guy, no, that's the funny thing. If you franchise Deshaun Watson or anybody else, it's two first-round draft picks. And no one ever takes that. You know, you never see that trade for a franchise tag player. Maybe it'd be different. You know, Kirk Cousins was the last franchise tag quarterback, I believe. Well, Dak Prescott last year. And no one offered the two first round picks for him. But in this case, I think it would be two first round draft picks this year and next year. And maybe a second rounder. As far as players, you know, I'm not sure, what type of players the Texans would need, but I would say, you know, someone like Von Miller, let's say a lot of people would say trade Vaughn. Vaughn's not very tradable. You know, Vaughn would hurt the trade package because he's missed all of last year with injury. He's going to turn 32 in March, and he's on the books for 18 non-guaranteed million. That's not what the Texans would consider great value. So the good players that are making money, those guys are not traded. You'd have to look at the younger guys that are still on rookie contracts. That you know, maybe someone that you know, maybe they would want a Jerry Jeudy, for instance. They traded away DeAndre Hopkins. You know, I don't think you'd want to trade away a Jerry Jeudy, you know, in a package like this. Mostly you're talking about high round draft picks.
Busy with Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider. What do you know about this whole investigation into Vaughn? How serious is this? And what kind of decision, or how does this impact, what George Payton might be looking to do with Vaughn here in the offseason?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the Vaughn just as a reporter with an ongoing investigation that leads to a lot of speculation, and I'm not going to talk about that. Vaughn, investigation or no investigation, George Payton has a decision to make on Vaughn Miller because of the factors that I said previously. I mean, he's not right now, business-wise, Vaughn's not good value. At $18 million, coming off a season where he missed because of the injury. And the season before that, keep in mind, 2 years ago he had 8 sacks with Brandon Staley as his outside linebacker coach. It's just that's stunning to me, by the way, the whole Brandon Staley deal. I think the Broncos will attempt to bring Vaughn Miller back at a pay cut, and we'll see what that means. Vaughn may not want to come back at a pay cut. If there's a little bit guaranteed into 2022, maybe they can, and you have the incentive package where Let's see, $18 million. Here's one idea for me. You cut them to $9 million in the base, but, you know, you start giving them $1 million for every sack threshold. You know, if he gets 8 sacks, you get him $1 million. 10 sacks, you get him another $1 million, and on it goes. And if he gets 15 sacks and they make the AFC championship game, then he winds up with all $18 million back. That's what I think they can do with Von Miller. And then maybe have $1 million guaranteed the following year. See if that'll get it done.
Well, let's say that Deshaun Watson does stay. In fact, you said 80% you thought that he would stay in Houston. Let's say they get that done. He stays in Houston. What's the plan here in Denver for the quarterback situation?
You know, George Payton's going to be talking here in a little bit. It'll be interesting. We're still at the same point we were from the moment George Payton was hired, which was last week sometime, in that they're going to bring in competition for Drew Lock. It's not going to be Drew Lock and Drew Lock alone. What that competition looks like, whether it's Drew Lock is the backup and Matt Stafford is the starter, I think that's possible. You know, let's say Drew Lock and Jameis Winston battle it out. I think that's possible. And then I think with that number 9 pick, getting a quarterback, if say, let's say they really like Zach Wilson and he slides to number 9, then, you know, I think that's a possibility. So it's early in the game. There's many different ways they can go. But last year it was Drew Lock and nothing but Drew Lock. They built the whole team around him and they gave him the keys and no one else. And they fell, you know, as Drew Lock went, so went the Broncos. Fangio never pulled him for a Brett Rippon. In 2021, they do not want to be in that same situation. If Drew Lock is continuing to play and not as a top-tier quarterback, they want to put someone else who can play a little more consistently.
Okay, Michael, great information as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Liss, our 9 News Bronco Insider. He is presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.